Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. The US Senate has unanimously approved a bill to force the release of the Justice Department's files on the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It follows the House of Representatives also voting overwhelmingly in favour. Republicans changed their position after President Trump dropped his long-standing opposition to making documents from the criminal investigations public. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna told the BBC why all of the Epstein files should be released.
There are people today, rich and powerful men, who have buildings named after them, scholarships named after them, who are teaching at universities, who are sitting on corporate boards, and who have committed the most heinous act. This was one of the greatest corruption scandals, not just in the United States, but the Western world. Jeffrey Epstein basically had a rape island.
President Trump has defended the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over the killing of the journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered by Saudi agents at one of the kingdom's consulates 7 years ago. The Crown Prince, who's making his first visit to Washington since the killing, called Khashoggi's death a huge mistake. Tom Bateman reports.
In the Oval Office, Mr. Trump's anger was sparked by a reporter's question about Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi insider turned critic and Washington Post columnist who was murdered and his body dismembered in 2018. Mr. Trump went on to berate the reporter for asking the question, calling her a terrible person with an insubordinate question. His claim that Mohammed bin Salman knew nothing about Mr. Khashoggi's killing directly contradicts a U.S. intelligence assessment from 2021. It concluded the Crown Prince approved an operation in Istanbul to capture or kill him. Mohammed bin Salman has previously said he had no prior knowledge of the killing.
A federal judge in the United States has ruled the tech giant Meta does not hold a monopoly in social media, and its acquisition of the photo-sharing app Instagram and the messaging app WhatsApp did not violate antitrust laws. The US Federal Trade Commission had argued Meta held a monopoly in the personal social network market, as it owned three popular platforms, Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp. Brazil's Supreme Court has sentenced three soldiers and a police officer to between 21 and 24 years in prison for plotting to kill the president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. More from Joanna Keane.
In September, the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, was sentenced to 27 years in prison for his part in a failed plot to overturn the result of the 2022 elections in order to stay in power. He says he's innocent and remains under house arrest while he attempts an appeal. Now, three soldiers who were members of an elite unit of the Brazilian army and a police officer have been handed prison terms of between 21 and 24 years for attempting to kill top officials. They won't be sent to prison until they, too, have had a chance to appeal.
This is the World News from the BBC. The Israeli military says it struck Hamas militants who it said were carrying out training in a Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon. The health ministry in Lebanon said at least 13 people were killed and several others wounded. Hamas has condemned the strike. A Lebanese man has gone on trial in Germany, accused of having a key role procuring more than $1.5 million worth of drone technology for the Shia militia group Hezbollah. He was named only as Fadl Zed. Prosecutors allege two engines he bought were used in explosive drones that Hezbollah used to target Israel. The Chilean authorities say five foreign tourists have died in one of the country's most famous national parks when they got caught in a fierce snowstorm. The two Germans, two Mexicans and a British national got lost on one of the hiking circuits in Torres del Paine National Park in the Chilean part of Patagonia. In football, Scotland have reached their first men's World Cup finals since 1998, after beating 10-man Denmark 4-2 in a thrilling match in Glasgow. The Scots topped Group C, with Denmark now facing the lottery of the playoffs. Andy Swiss reports.
What would prove an extraordinary night for Scotland began in suitably extraordinary fashion. Barely 2 minutes gone, and Scott McTominay got the home fans dreaming, with a goal as brilliant as it was breathtaking. But the drama had only just begun. After the break, Denmark equalised through a Rasmus Højlund penalty. But they then had a man sent off, and Lawrence Shankland put Scotland back in front. With less than 10 minutes to go, though, it seemed Denmark would break their hearts. At 2-2 going into injury time, Scotland needed a miracle, and somehow they found one. Kieran Tierney put them back ahead, and then, from the halfway line, Kenny McLean sealed a quite astonishing victory.
And that's the latest world news from the BBC.